expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, you reached Mike Broadcast, Michael McDuffie. This is Lady Jamie McDuffie. I'm filling in for him on today. Just so excited that you all are listening and tuning in. The topic for today is time to try a new thing. So the Word of God tells us that God will always do a new thing within us. And truly, the word has been tested and tried on today. For this is my first time doing the live broadcast. And I'm excited to know that there are listeners out there. And because I'm trying something new, that today you're going to be encouraged and moved to try something new as well. The scripture today comes out of Romans chapter 10, verse 17. And it reads as the... It says, I'm going to give you guys a few minutes to catch up. Okay. But I say, surely they have never heard, and have they? Indeed, they had their voice. I'm sorry, let's go back one. That was 18. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Let's reread that. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. And because I've heard the word of God over and over and over and over and over, when I got the text message that I was to be on the air today, at first the spirit of fear tried to rise up in me. And I said, no, I've heard the word so many different times that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Somebody needs to know that today. Somebody is trying to do something new. Somebody is about to venture off to do something new. Somebody is contemplating to do something new. Let me tell you that you can do all things through Christ that gives you the strength. And greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And the only way we can receive this word of God or believe this word of God, we have to have him as our Lord and Savior. And in this whole chapter, chapter 10, it was talking about salvation. It was talking about how do you give your life to the Lord. It was about leading people to Christ. There's one thing if you feel you can do something, but then when you hear that God is giving you the strength and the power, and he has given you the backing, meaning he holds your back, he stands on behalf of his word as you move, and the things that he's told you to do, then there comes a confidence, there comes a boldness, and there comes a security in knowing that if God is with me, I'm more than the whole world that can be against me. So if today, if you haven't given your life to Christ, that would be the first step. Say, Lord, come into my life, change my life. I need you to be Lord and Savior over my life. And trust me, it's simple as that. And because you believe what you've just said at that very second and that very moment, then you are saved. That's step one. Step two is, now that you've confessed him as Lord and Savior, and you've told him to take control of your life, that means that you're going to do everything in your power to stay in constant communication with him, to spend time with him, to learn more about how to spend time with him, to learn who he really is in your life and who you are to him. When you make that confession, that means you're going to have a hunger and a thirst for the things of God. You're going to want to know, who is this God? What can this God really do for me? How great is this God? And what does this God say I can do and who I am and how great I am in him? These things will begin to stir up within your spirit, and you'll begin praying, and you'll begin reading the Bible, and you'll begin asking people who you feel have great leadership or are able to give you wise counsel on directions and areas on how to learn this Christian walk now that you've journeyed on. If you've been saved for a while and there's still some fear there, don't fret, don't worry, it's normal. It's not that you don't trust God. It's not that you don't believe God. It's just that you just, you know, a little bit uncomfortable. And as a result of being uncomfortable, God gives us an assurity through his word. So as we read his word, this scripture comes up, as I stated in Romans 10, verse 17. So faith comes from hearing. What you're doing today by listening to me on the radio, you're hearing. You're hearing the word of God. And as you're hearing the word of God, it says, and that's when faith is going to come, and by the word of Christ. So this is Christ's word within the Bible. So as you hear it, whether it's through song, whether it's through the preacher, whether it's on the radio, whether you're reading it, that's how your faith is developed, and you have to keep hearing it. So if today you're listening to this radio broadcast on DVDB radio, you can go back and listen to the same episode. And as you continue to listen to it, then your faith will begin to get stronger and stronger and stronger. I remember giving my life to the Lord in 1988. And I was a regular churchgoer, always going to church with my mom. My mom raised me in the church. I sang on the choir. I ushered on the ushering board. I was very much involved in the church arena and the things of God. And I thought by just attending church, being on the usher board and singing on the choir, I really thought that that made me saved. Until one night I went to a Tuesday night Bible study, and I learned that I had to do what you call the faith confession. And as I began to do the faith confession, I knew at that moment, as I was saying and repeating what the man of God told me to say and repeat, that my life was being transformed and changed. And it was, you know, a little bit fearful because it was new. I wasn't really sure about how to go about all of the things that God wanted me to go about. But I was willing to trust him. And because I was willing to trust him, I said, God, I'm going to step out here, and I'm going to do this. And I began, if I saw somebody walking down the street, I began smiling. That's how I started out. And then I would say, Jesus loved you. And the more I did it, the more comfortable it became for me. So as I stated earlier, that our topic today is trying, it's time to try a new thing. On a daily basis, we're going to be tested and tried to do something new, something that feels a little bit uncomfortable to our flesh, something that's not familiar territory for us. But as we begin to adventure and trust that God is with us, this thing will begin to get a little bit easier. It will get a little bit more comfortable for you, and you'll become a little bit more assured of yourself and what God tells you to do. If you walk into a store and the store owner serves you and say, how can I help you? You'll pick up in your spirit that, you know, maybe he's struggling with some type of sickness, and you'll be able to say to them, are you dealing with a sickness? And you know what? If you get it wrong, you get it wrong. But the more and more sensitive you become to the things, the voice of God, the more clearer and the more precise and the more consistent you'll become. Don't fret. If he said no, you know, to ask them, is there someone in your family that you're concerned about that is sick? And you never know why God is leading you to go this way, but you continue to follow what you felt in your spirit, and God will confirm it. Trust me what I tell you. I had a coworker, a boss, who was dealing with some issues. And because I, you know, worked on this company, at this company for a long time, sometimes you think you may have heard it prior or may have become familiar territory for you, and it's difficult for you to really step out when you feel like you know somebody because you are afraid of making a mistake. But this day, I walked into work, and I said good morning to my boss, as I always do. And when they replied, I felt like they were... And their mind was all over the place. It wasn't like their normal routine or their normal good morning or hello. And I began saying to my boss, is everything okay? Now, they didn't look sick. They didn't look disturbed. They look normal on the outside, but something on the inside of me said something just not right. And I just, you know, stepped out there and I said, is everything all right? And they asked, why'd you ask me that? I said, I don't know. I got this funny feeling on the inside that you're bothered by something. And as soon as I said that, their reply was, wow, I can't believe you just said that. Do I look stressed or look like I'm trying? No, but I just felt when you said good morning back to me that there was something different about this good morning than the regular good mornings every day that we exchange. Make a long story short, they began opening up and sharing their lives with me. And to my surprise, you know, because it wasn't me, it was God, I was like, oh, wow, God, that really was you. And, you know, I can imagine and picture God saying, great job, Jamie, you know, patting me on the back. Well, I'm glad you took that leap of faith and stepped out there and asked the person, were they okay? I'm glad, because it allowed me to be able to minister to the person, to give the person a hug and assure them with the word of God. No power of my own, no strength of my own, just the word to tell them that God's going to handle it. God's going to fix it. God said he'll do A, B, C, and D. So sometimes we just have to realize that the things that we hear, the things that we feel are of God. And when you do that, then God moves in such a miraculous way. And it's such a great feeling to know that God used you to help somebody get delivered, to help somebody be blessed, to help somebody just feel the sense of peace. Sometimes it's not big and deep. Peace for somebody, simple for us, but detrimental for somebody else. I just need peace. And when you pray and you embrace them and you can, you know, give them confidence to let them know that God heard their prayers, that's an awesome thing. So as I was saying earlier, you know, you just have to step out. Somebody wants to go back to college. And you're contemplating, you know, do I have the finances? Is this the right time? Do I have the babysitter? Am I going to, you know, have the tolerance or the patience to study? I tell you what, if you do nothing, you'll never know. So your best step forward is to just step out there, reach, you know, and say, God, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go with you. And God will go with you. Trust me, he will go with you. And as he goes with you, then you'll see that by making that one step, that he was confident in doing exactly what you desired for him to do. So just continue to stay steadfast and unmovable and keep moving forward. And before you know it, what you started 2 years ago as a two-year program, now you finish. If it's a four-year program, now you finish. Don't worry. Don't fret over stuff that, you know, is minor, because before you know it, everything that you keep putting off till tomorrow, it only becomes wasted time. So it's best that you at least go forward, move, start making things happen, getting things done. And before you know it, time has passed, but look what you've accomplished. Somebody's asking God, is this the time for me to leave my job? You know, you got 25, 30 years in. Well, let's weigh it. Pray. Seek God's face. You got a financial bank account set aside so you could be sustained until your pension begins to kick in. Your medical coverage is there. Most of your big bills are all paid off, like college and student loans and stuff like that, or, you know, whatever it is, house, mortgage. You don't want to struggle. You want to be able to enjoy your retirement. You know, you don't want to wait till you're 70 and 80 years old and you retire, and then you can't even travel and enjoy it. So there's a lot of components and things to put into place, but I tell you what, this is the time and the season where it feels like things are really moving really rapid. I guess when we were younger, I'm approaching 51, and when I was in my 20s, the summer days seemed like those 2 months ran about 4 months. Now that I'm almost 51, it seemed like those 2 months go by in almost 3 weeks. So time does seem to be moving fast as you get older, because your body endurance, your body and the things that you do, are not, you're not able to do them like you did when you were younger. So it's best that you sit back, you take a deep breath, like, whew, inhale, exhale. Okay, God, this is what I want to do. And this is what I'm going to venture off to do. And as you begin to move forward, God moves with you, because God wants greatness out of us. He knows what he's placed in us. Every dream and vision and desire that you have is supposed to be poured out like a cup with water in it, and you pouring it in the sink or pouring it into a pitcher. You should not leave this earth full. Meaning, if you desire to go to a country and you haven't been, that means you still have more in your cup within your spirit. If you desire to give to the homeless or develop a business that takes care of orphans, whatever it is that you desire within your spirit, you have to know that that stuff has to be emptied out or you go full. So you have to make sure that you really focus on getting your cup empty. So when you get your cup empty, and then you say, God, I'm ready to see you, because you've poured out everything, there's a sense of peace, a sense of confidence. Can you imagine how many people are in a grave and they took their visions and their desires and their dreams with them? Don't let that be you. Make up in your mind today. Make a choice and a decision to say to yourself, self, this is what we're going to do today. And if you have to write it down so that you can see what you've accomplished, then do just that. Because then it gives you a visual aid. I know a lot of people today are making what you call vision boards. That's a powerful tool. And I think if you don't have one, you need to inquire or find somebody that does or does know how to make one so that you can have one. Because what it does is it keeps giving you a point of reference, and it lets you know where you are and the desires and dreams that you have for your life and what you want to do. So a vision board is very, very, very important. I need to update mine, as a matter of fact. I've had one some years now, and I need to update it and make it and refresh it so that I can continue to make sure that that's the path that my life wants to go. What do I mean like by that? Maybe 10, 15 years ago, I believed that God wanted me to be a beautician, let's say. Now I believe he wants me to be, you know, a professor. So as your life grows and as you grow, the path of your life begins to change and the calling on your life begins to line up with the things that God had been revealing to you in dreams, having people speak into your life, or just the thought of something that you enjoy doing. Normally our purposes are attached to something that we can just naturally do. If nobody never paid us or offered us a dime, this is what we would do without a pay and get enjoyment out of it. If you can identify that, then you can identify your purpose in life. That's just a simple way of finding out what your purpose is. So don't let this just be a dream that you have. Make it a reality. Wake up, write the vision down, make it plain, and then paste it up on your walls. Put it in your notebook. Make sure that you can use it as a point of reference to go back and forth to. So you can say, did I do this? Did I do that? Am I here? Am I right on target? Am I on track? Am I behind schedule? You know, you want to really, really just keep up with the things that God is having you do. Because then when you do that, it allows you to pace yourself. Like I told you, this is my first time on this radio broadcast. Now, I knew one day it would come to this. I just didn't know when, or I didn't expect it to be today. But because it is, as I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself at first because I'm pacing myself on what I'm supposed to say to you to make sure that I'm not forgetting anything, because I don't take it lightly when God chooses to use me and desires to use me and wants to use me to help bless people. But I want to make sure that it's fluent, that I give you everything that I'm supposed to give you so that you can be productive and successful. Once this broadcast is over with, you'll be able to say, I heard this. I took away this with me. I understand how to apply this. I understand how to walk in this area and get this done. I'm a teacher for the last 20 years, and I teach students with special needs, learning disabilities, Down syndrome, Asperger's, autism, LLD, SLD, all multiple disabilities. And I'm telling you, I love it with a passion. But because I am a teacher of such special children who I love dearly, it teaches me on how to break things down and give things in detail and keep repeating with repetition so that they're able to understand it. Sometimes we just assume that when we say something that everybody understands. And we can't really do that, because then we don't really let the people who are before us or that we're talking to walk away with a clear understanding of what it is that you were trying to get across or portray to them. So if I sound like I'm a teacher, it's because I am a teacher. So I hope that my style, this is just who I am, uniquely me, you know, love every part of it, gets to the point where you are able to grasp and understand that what it is that you're going to hear on today. It's time for me to take a break at this moment. So I'm going to take a break, and I'll be back breaking for commercial now.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED ID identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Hi, and we're back. Thank you so much for staying tuned to the Might Radio Show, www.mightbroadcastddv.com. We were talking about it's time to make a change. Time to try a new thing. I'm sorry. It's time to try a new thing. So in trying new things, I was stating that it can be uneasy. It can be uncomfortable. It's like charting a new territory, walking on eggshells. But all of those are natural feelings. And you have to say to yourself, I'd rather feel those feelings than have a dream and never take a chance to step out on it to see what it's going to be. So definitely, it's time for us to do something new. We've been watching and, you know, seeing the news and what's been going on in our communities, in our cities, and in our neighborhoods. And as believers, those who really represent the body of Christ and the things of God, we have to be more aggressive in our evangelism and going out and really ministering and talking to people in the park, in the supermarket. You know, growing up, I would see, you know, someone from the Sunday service in church. And when I would see them in the community, they were like two different people. And I didn't understand it. I couldn't comprehend how could you be, you know, so deep and so spiritual within the four walls of the church. And then when you're out, you barely part your lips to say hello. I'm like, that, it just didn't make any sense. So what I'm saying is whatever people see in the church should be the same thing that, from you, they should see in the street. It shouldn't be two different personalities or two different mood swings for you to be able to know what to do when you're in the streets. If I'm speaking to you and I'm smiling to you and I walk up to you and I greet you when we're in church, if you run into Lady Jamie McDuffie, that's the same person you want to see if you see me in the park. That's the same person you're going to see if you see me in the supermarket. That's the same person you're going to see if you see me at the carnival. I can't be anybody else because I'm not a fake and I'm not a phony. And we as the body of Christ, as believers, we have to continue to remain consistent because the people are looking for the church, for the body of Christ. They're looking for the manifestation of the sons of God, which means our characteristics should exemplify Christ. You should feel warm. You should feel loving. You should feel comfortable to be able to talk to me or approach me outside of the four walls of the local church. You know, if I'm at work and I'm working with my students and a teacher comes in to talk to another teacher that's in my classroom and they may be, you know, saying how they had a headache. You know how we ask for a pencil or a marker or can I borrow some copy paper? And right in the middle of it, oh, my head hurts. I've had this headache for the last week. Now, I'm in the middle of working with my students, but my ears are open, and I hear that. So when I take my break or when I go to lunch or if there's no students in the classroom at that particular time, if I'm not teaching but I'm just sitting in the class and they walk in and I hear that, my response is going to be, listen, I heard you say you had a headache. Do you mind if I pray for you? And then after I pray for them, then I'm going to start asking them, do you eat a lot of salt? How's your blood pressure? Have you had your blood pressure checked? Because this is what I do. Because I'm concerned about you. Because you said it in my atmosphere, that means that I'm responsible and God allows me to be able to hear it. I may pray in my spirit, but then when I see you face to face, I'm going to ask you. And I may give you some, you know, pointers of things that I know to help cut back on the salt, you know, try to stay away from your carbs. Maybe if you're not doing carbs 7 days a week, try to do them every other day and then make it less because carbs turn into sugar. And that just causes our blood pressure to go up. Okay? So those are some of the things that I may say, but that's the same thing I would tell you if I was in the church. So I'm not any different than being in the church than I am on my job. And, you know, I've heard people say many a times, and that's, it's a great thing. Lady Jane, you're the coolest first lady I've ever seen. I'm not like, what do you mean by that? This is who I am. I don't have any time to be altering my character or changing my personality or wearing all these different costumes. I just don't have the time or the patience for all of that. What you see is what you get. Am I perfect? Absolutely not, far from it. But I am striving to do the things that God has required of me and asked me to do. And I do love the Lord and I do love God's people. So whatever I have to offer you that can help to benefit you to be a better you, I'm a transparent, I'm an open book. I'll give you whatever I know and what I don't know. I'll research it or I'll refer you to somebody who do. There's nothing insecure about me. I'm not, I don't have low self-esteem. I used to, and God has delivered me from that years ago. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. But I just feel that you should just be real with people. People can respect you and appreciate you even more and better when you are real with them because they want to know how to live this everyday life. So when you're just real with them, you're showing them exactly the trials and tests and the temptations. You know, even though I'm on the phone with you all now, I'm with the radio broadcast with you all right now and talking, I'm dealing with some personal things. My mom is ill. And yes, I pray and I believe for healing for her, but I'm dealing with the medical aspect of it because certain insurances don't cover certain things, which brings a burden on the family. And by me being the only daughter and the one that's, you know, the responsible one, I have a brother, but the responsible one to really step in and help my mom, sometimes it's mentally, physically, and emotionally draining, tiring. I get short patient, short tempered, and I got to just woosah. Come on, God. Come on, Jesus. You said nothing lasts forever. I need a break. I need a breather. And that's what allows me to go walk. I may have to find somebody to go help sit with her, go step in on my behalf so I can go to the pool and sit by the pool. because we need to know how to do things so that we can stay around. If I can't take care of me, then I'm no good to take care of anybody else. And God needs me. He really does, because the assignment and the people I'm sent to this earth to reach and stuff, He wants me to make sure that I reach and touch them. If I'm sick, if I can't get well, if I can't get around, if my mind is not right, if I'm not emotionally right, then I'm no good to God, and I'm definitely no good to anybody else. So I want, you know, as you all are listening to this broadcast, to really do a self-examination and really figure out what it is that God has told you to do. And if you're working the kingdom and you're doing ministry, then make sure that you're striking a balance, that you're taking that walk, that you're taking that moment to just sit in the park and look up at the trees, look at the birds. I'm talking about it's time to do something new. You got to strike a balance, you know, to be able to take that vacation, go sit in Bahamas or Jamaica. It's time for you to do something different. It can't be all work, 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 and it can't be all ministry, ministry, ministry. Not that you separate the two, because even if you went to Jamaica and the voice of God told you to pray for somebody and give somebody a hug, when you're really, really connected to the things of God, it's just natural. It's not like it's a deed or like a job. It just naturally come out. And once you minister to those individuals that he tell you to do, then you right back to sitting by the pool in Jamaica. So it's just as easy and as simple as that. I'm not sure if anybody's supposed to call in on this radio show. I didn't get all the details upon being asked to do this. But there is a phone number that can be called in, 973-925-4559. I think that's the number. I'm not sure. But I just hope that something I said on today has stirred up in your spirit, has motivated you, has encouraged you, is driving you to begin to do what God has called you to do. And if you haven't started, that is causing you to make that first step on today. Even if the first step is not actually going physically, but just putting it down on paper, then you've done something new. You're beginning to do something new. You're stepping into something new. You're creating that dream you've always had to become a reality. You're making it begin to manifest in your life where God can get the glory out of your life. I remember telling my daughter, God told me 10 years before she was born that we would have a daughter named Micaiah Symphony McDuffie, which means the who is God, the abundance of music, and that she would be a psalmist that would bring about healing, that people would hear her voice and it would be so calming and soothing. Now, mind you, 10 years before her natural body existed or showed up, meaning before I got pregnant, I knew her name, and I knew what her name meant, and I knew what God told me she was going to be called to do. On this past Thursday, my daughter turned 17, and I'm still praying and believing for God to really meet her where she is and manifest his calling on her life so she'll know. Now, she knows that she can sing, but as far as the spiritual aspect of what it is she's supposed to do, she only knows what I've told her. She doesn't really understand, and she hasn't really learned how to handle the anointing, because even when she sings, sometimes she gets teary-eyed, she gets welled up, she's singing a gospel song, the Spirit of God comes upon her, and she gets real full, and she hasn't learned how to really handle the anointing of God that God has placed upon her life. But because God told me that this is who she is, and this is what she's going to be doing, I keep reminding her, right, because our scripture came from Romans 10, verse 17, you know, today that we talked about, that it comes by hearing. And if you hear it over and over and over, that's how our faith is developed. So I can't tell her once or twice. I have to keep telling her what God said, because that's what he told me. So as a parent that is training her and raising her and bringing her up until the fullness of who she is, I have to keep reminding her, because sometimes the peer pressure, the test, the trials, wanting to do what she wants to do, thinking mommy doesn't know anything, can become overwhelming. And when it becomes overwhelming, by me telling her what God says, then it stirs up that thought, that space to say, okay, I'm not like everybody else. I can't be with everybody else. And I can't do what everybody else does. And it brings like an awakening, like an aha moment for her to put her, to get herself aligned, to get back in step, to get herself checked. You know, we can't never say what our children won't do when we're not around. And I know people a lot who do that. Not my child. No, not my child. No, that's not me. I can't tell you what my child will or won't do when I'm not around, because they figure mommy's not there. She can't see me. They'll try. They'll test. They'll do anything. But I let her know, even though I'm not there, God is, and he knows and sees all things. Because that's my job. I'm supposed to tell her that. Because it's the truth. And as I continue to allow her to realize that that's what God is doing in her life, then it reminds her to be a respectful young lady, upright, walking young lady, one who proclaimed Christ as her Savior, to be respectful, to be gentle, to be courteous, to be mannerable, all those things I want her to be when I'm there and when I'm not there, so that she can glorify God in her life and God can get the glory out of her life and that God can be well pleased with her life. So she has one more year before she goes away to college, where I won't be there more often than now. And I really want her to really be able to be confident in who she is, you know, and picking her friends and who she hangs out with and where she goes and what company she sits in and what conversations and music she entertains. All that stuff is important. And if she can juggle that and handle that when I'm not around, she'll be just fine. And God will get the glory out of her life. So doing something new, don't hesitate anymore. Don't put today off till tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. And tomorrow will have its own cares. So make sure whatever you desire to do, write it down. Get that pencil, get that piece of paper. If you have to get a magazine, cut some pictures out, paste and glue, hang them up and put a push pin on them and put them on the board, screenshot them with your phone. I don't care what you have to do, but I want you to start thinking about what it is that God has told you to do. Today is Saturday. By next Saturday, you should have a couple of things that you placed in place. Even if you do research, Google is at our fingertips. You can Google how to patent something, a name. You can Google who's done A, B, C, D. And trust me, there's more than one beautician. There's more than one barber. There's more than one doctor. There's more than one lawyer. So even if you Google these different professions, when God puts his stamp of approval on it for your life, your fingerprint will be attached to it, which will not allow any two, meaning yours and somebody else's business, to be the same, because you're uniquely you, okay? So just embrace who you are. If you're a quiet person, you're a quiet person. If you like to laugh, you like to laugh. If you're the fashion diva and you like to shop like me, then you just like to shop and you're a fashion diva. It is what it is. But be you and love who you are. And love who you are, and being you. Don't let anyone, you know, make you feel bad about the things that you do, that you enjoy doing, unless they're inappropriate or they're indecent or they're untasteful or they're not receiving in the eyesight of God. And God can see anything. He sees everything. He's omnipresent. So just be mindful that God is preparing us to move into greatness. He's preparing us to move into another area of our lives, to just stretch ourselves. Just do something different. Try it. If you always wear black today, add a little navy blue. Brighten up the color a little bit. Maybe add a little white to it. Maybe add a little yellow, a little olive green. I don't know. Whatever it is that you normally do, just do something a little bit different. And why watch God begin to show you just how creative and unique he is, and you'll love it. Sometimes people don't like things. It's not because they don't. It's not because they don't really like it. It's because they've never tried it. You know how you tell kids tell you, "Oh, I don't like that. Putting food on their plate. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that." How do you know you don't like it? You've never tried it because you're going by its outer appearance. You've never even tasted. Everything that looks a certain way does not always taste the way you think it's going to taste. You have to try it. Just try it. I know in my school, when my students take their lunch and they're at the lunchroom table and I'm observing them eating your lunch, they'll not touch something. I'll say, just take a little piece. Just take one. Just take a little bite so that you can say you've tried it. And I've even seen some of them who've never eaten certain things because I've made that initiative to them to at least taste it. Now they like it. So sometimes we have to broaden their horizons. We have to get them to venture out and do new things. And God is doing the same thing with us. You don't have your license and you're tired of sitting around waiting for somebody to take you someplace. Get the driver's manual. It's free at Motor Vehicle. Begin looking through that book and studying it. And keep testing yourself. Have somebody else test you. Write down the first 5 questions and keep reading them over with the answers. Then the next 5. And before you know it, you'll be ready to go take the test. Then pay for driving school. We spend money on so many other different things. See, I'm telling you the process. I told you I'm a teacher. I'm going to do things in detail. We pay for so many other things. Pay the $275 for 5 or 6 lessons to learn how to drive. Don't wait for somebody. And then when you pay for that driving school, then you also pay for them to take you the day to go take your road test. So you don't have to worry about somebody telling you they're going to let you use their car and then they don't show up. It's just as simple as that. It really, really, really is. We make things more difficult. Maybe your dress clothes or your style is very bland. It's just too plain. And you want to do something about it, but you don't know what to do about it. Well, you can call DDV Radio and say, you know, Lady J, I need some help. Listen, I'm more than willing to help you. I'll help you interior decorate. I'll help you add color to your wardrobe. Help you. I'll be honest with you and tell you what I think is appropriate or looks appropriate on you and help enhance you. Maybe you might have to put a little color in your hair. Maybe your hair is too dull, being just plain black. Maybe as you get older, you might have to put a little bit of streaks, put some color in it. Let's try something new. On a daily basis, you feel that your relationship with Christ is a little dry. You don't find any excitement in it. Well, let's start by getting the devotional, Daily Bread Reader. And every day you read a scripture. And when you read that scripture, you start asking God to reveal to you the meaning of that scripture or the little passages that they have in the book. Start there. Then after you do that, start praying for 10 minutes. If 10 is too long, start 5 minutes. And every day that you do that 5 minutes, before you know it, you'll be then moved right into the 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. And then before you know it, you'll be praying the hour. Trust me, these are natural things that occur throughout life. And you can't patent it and put everybody in the same box because everybody is different. Don't beat yourself up. Just pick back up and start all over again. You know how they make New Year's resolutions? Make a daily resolution. Okay, today I'm going to do this. And if you miss a couple of days, on that day you remember, start it again. And before you know it, some consistency will come into your life. God, he's not hard on us. We make it harder on ourselves because we bring on that guilt. That's the enemy. He brings on guilt and condemnation and makes us feel bad. But God is not like that. He's not like that at all. He's very, very patient. He's calm. Now, he does have a temper, and yes, he can get angry. But at the same token, God is love, and he loves us so much. And because he loves us so much, he doesn't want us to leave this earth with everything that he's placed in us. He wants us to recognize that he wants all that he's placed in us to be squeezed out. Like a wet rag when you wring it out. Just wring it out. So if you've got nothing else on this radio broadcast on today, please make sure you do something different and start today. As we close, you've been listening to Minister Lady Jamie McDuffie from the Might Radio Show on www.mightbroadcastdv.com. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in on today. I pray you were blessed and encouraged and uplifted by what was said. God bless you and love you all. Have a great Saturday. Bye-bye.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of TheBlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit TheBlueMagazine.com. That's www.TheBlueMagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.